What Will You Fall For? Written by Slumber and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated explicit. Additional tags: unethical non-monogamy, post-canon, Nick, king of making bad decisions, Boston, is bad decisions, infidelity, cheating, not between Nick and Boston, more like Nick and Boston are cheating on Nick's poor unsuspecting boyfriend, canon typical behavior, canon typical mess. Summary. Nick has outgrown most things. Boston is not one of them.
I could have been easier on you. I could have been all you held on to. I know I wasn't fair. I tried my best to care about you. About you. I know I could have been a better man, but I always had to have the upper hand. I'm struggling to see the better side of me, but I can't.
Nick likes to think he's outgrown a lot of things since his college days. The two casual clothes, the beer brand he picked because it was the only one he could consistently afford, the sophomoric design sense that plagued his earlier portfolios. He thought he'd outgrown Yo's bar, too. Dan said it once, why keep going to a college bar when you can afford to pay for more expensive drinks and cleaner bathrooms? But it was open mic night, and Austin still had some friends in school who were going to play a couple of songs for it.
Just for support, P, okay?
He'd wheedled, slinging both his arms around Nick and grinning against his cheek.
I'll be sure to thank you later.
Nick's starting to reconsider how far Austin's thanks would go at this rate. His friends need a lot of work. They were nowhere near the quality of San's band, back when they played at Yo's. But then again, that's probably why San got the paying gigs.
This is fun, right, P?
Austin asks, squeezing Nick's arm as he looks up at him with a bright smile.
Yeah, I just need to go use the bathroom, Nick lies. Get us some drinks, too? What do you want?
Just some beer, please. Thank you.
Nick gives Austin a quick peck on the cheek before he heads out, hoping the soundproofing at Yo's is still enough to muffle the band's god-awful playing. There is some relief there, at least, but it's short-lived. Nick hasn't even taken a full step inside when the door behind him swinging open and a low, familiar voice cuts through the din.
Please tell me they're going to be done soon.
Nick flinches, but keeps his back turned.
Everyone's got 10 minutes, Yo said.
Longest 10 minutes of my life.
The voice is closer to Nick's ear now.
I'm surprised you held out as long as you did out there.
You've been watching?
Nick doesn't ask. He's outgrown this, too. The hope, the blind optimism. So instead, he asks, voice steady.
I didn't know you were back.
Didn't really announce it anywhere. It's just to visit my dad for the holidays. Just thought I'd take a look at the old spots, see how they're holding up.
Oh yeah?
Nick licks his lips.
When do you go back to New York, then?
Boston chuckles, the sound sending shivers down Nick's back.
So eager to get rid of me again, Nick?
He asks.
You've barely said hi.
Nick huffs, shaking his head. But he doesn't move away, either.
Is this what this is?
He asks.
You saying hi?
Can't I?
Boston asks. Something in his tone, teasing and plaintive all at once, driving Nick to finally turn around and face him. It's a mistake. Maybe Nick knew that it would be, even before Boston takes the opportunity to press him back against the bathroom wall, crowding into his space even more, hips lined perfectly right with Nick's own, both palms cupping Nick's face as he kisses him hello, open-mouthed and wet, hot and eager. "Not here," Nick says, swallowing hard. He backs them into one of the open stalls and pulls Boston in, fingers twisted in the fabric of his button-up, lips crashing back onto Boston's before he can protest. "Not, I don't have a boyfriend, or we shouldn't be doing this anymore. No, where have you been, or why didn't you call?" Boston isn't that kind of guy. This isn't that kind of relationship.
"I didn't think I'd still see you here," Boston admits,
and Nick can feel the way his lips curl up into a grin. The cat that ate the canary kind that's always looked best on Boston's boyishness. He can taste the gin on his lips, hot on his tongue as he licks deeper into Nick's mouth, the heat on the palms of his hands as he pushes Nick's shirt up, thumbs rubbing against Nick's sides, tweaking the nub of a nipple, the lines of his ribs. All the old places that used to drive Nick mad whenever Boston touched him there. All the old places Boston learned was sensitive, that Nick then showed Dan, Eric, Geo, Austin.
"All the other guys don't go here anymore."
"Neither do I," Nick tells him with a groan, his head falling against the stall door. Boston sucking bruises into his neck now, and a part of Nick wants to stop him. Not there, he should say. Not where it's going to leave a mark. Not where anyone can see. But he doesn't. Because he can't. Because it's Boston. Because, in some ways, a part of him could never...
"Lucky me, then,"
Boston murmurs, his hands finding the fastening of Nick's pants and undoing them quickly.
"Is this what they call the stars aligning? Kismet?"
If Nick were a few years younger, if this was the Nick who first met Boston, who first fell for him, he'd think it was closer to fate. If this were the Nick who didn't know better, he'd suggest it was more than that. Read into the coincidence as a sign from the stars. Believe that the pull between the two of them was the real thing. True love. "Dawn," Nick whispers, his gaze to the ceiling as Boston grabs hold of his dick, working him over with skilled fingers, thumb brushing over his leaking tip to make the slide smoother, to jerk him off faster. "It's lust and chance, that's all. Bad judgment and terrible decisions. Sexual chemistry and the nostalgia for first loves and what could have been's."
"Did anyone ever tell you how cute you sound when you're getting off?"
Boston asked, taking the moment that Nick blinks at him in surprise to kiss him, again, tongue running down his bottom lip.
It's almost as cute as when you're getting fucked." "Do you have a condom?"
Nick asks, nipping back at Boston's lip before he lets go. Boston grins, the dimple in his cheek deepening with delight. It's the last thing Nick looks at before he turns himself around, hands braced against the stall door as Boston shoves his pants down to his thighs, spitting on his hands and pressing a probing finger inside Nick.
"Fuck, you're tighter than I remember,"
he groans, breath hot on Nick's neck.
"It's been a while," Nick admits,
wincing at the second finger pushing through.
"Since I've had anyone inside." "You really know how to get me hard, huh?"
Boston sighs, nipping at Nick's cheek before he thrusts, slow and steady,
You've been fucking that pretty boy you came here with, then?
Nick swallows hard, tries not to buck his hips towards Boston's touch.
What do you think?
I think it's hot, Boston says. I think next time you should show me how you fuck.
Could show you now, Nick murmurs, only half serious.
He remembers now why they'd never tried before.
Boston's too good with fucking him for Nick to have even thought of asking to try the other way around.
Boston laughs, a low chuckle into the lobe of Nick's ear.
Who's he, by the way? He asks, stretching Nick wide with his fingers, the head of his cock between the cleft of Nick's ass cheeks.
A pretty boy. Co-worker? Friend?
Nick doesn't know why they're talking about Austin now. Doesn't know why the conversation doesn't strike him with guilt, like it should. Austin's waiting for his drink just outside.
He was an underclassman at school, is all Nick says. But I didn't know him until he interned at our company.
Didn't take you for the pervy old man, Nick, Boston teases, grunting as he shoves himself in.
A rough, eager thrust that has Nick running cheek-first into the filthy bathroom door.
Fuck. Bet your boss didn't like that either, huh?
Dan was two jobs ago, Nick tells him, closing his eyes as Boston finds his rhythm, his thrusts hurried and frantic, deep and filling.
He bucks back, grabs Boston's hand, and shoves it between his legs. He needs the friction there, too, the heat of his hand on him.
I missed a lot, didn't I? Boston says, his fist pumping Nick's cock like he missed nothing at all.
Like he still knew exactly how to touch him, and where, and how fast. He thrusts mercilessly inside Nick, lips pressing an oddly tender kiss into the curve of his neck. Nick doesn't ask Boston what he's missed. Maybe when he was younger, he'd have wondered. He's outgrown that, too, anyway, this need for a fairy tale romance with a happily ever after. Storylines tied with neat little bows and some kind of life-affirming lesson at the end. Boston's not even the worst of it. First heartbreaks can only go so far, and anyway, Boston's always been honest about who he was and what he wanted. Nick never held that against him. And right now, Nick doesn't really care. Boston's flying back to New York whenever he flies back. Tonight's a coincidence, something they can chalk up to a night of chance. Tonight, Nick just wants.
Nick?
Austin calls out, following the sound of the bathroom door swinging open.
Are you in here?
Nick holds his breath, feels Boston's palm close over his mouth. Boston whispers in his ear, his thrusts not abating. Nick bites down on his finger, trying not to moan at a particularly deep thrust, as, out loud, Boston says,
There's no Nick in here. Do you mind, though? Unless you want to join in.
Oh, shit! Sorry!
Austin apologizes, scrambling back out. Probably to look for Nick at the bar.
You're welcome, Boston tells Nick, looking a stripe up the curve of his ear.
I gotta go, Nick says, closing his eyes as he thrusts back against Boston, their hips rolling against each other, fast and frantic, desperate for completion.
You gotta...
In a hurry all of a sudden? Boston asks, letting out a hiss when Nick clenches around him,
angles himself back the way he knows, the way he remembers Boston likes.
Holy fuck, Nick. That's not fair. Shit.
Nick's closing his palm around his own dick, stroking himself until he's coming too, his cries muffled against Boston's hand, while Boston empties himself inside Nick, the familiar feeling stoking no more than a few embers of wistful nostalgia.
"I gotta go," Nick mumbles again, pushing Boston back so he's got space to pull his pants back up.
"It was good seeing you again, Ton."
"Same," Boston says, stepping far enough back to tuck himself back in and dump the used condom in the trash can next to the toilet.
"You, still have your old number?"
"Mine's the same, and I'm here for a few more days, so..."
"That number was 3 phones ago, Nick says, licking his lips before glancing back at Boston, his hand on the door. "Maybe if the stars align again."
"Yeah, all right. Maybe," Boston says,
the corner of his lips pulling up in a half grin.
"That underclassman of yours, you love him?"
Nick pauses. What an odd thing to ask.
"What does it matter if I do?" he can't help asking.
"I know he loves me."
"Okay," Boston says. "Then I'll see you around. If the stars align again or something."
Nick doesn't respond. Boston says nothing else, lets the door swing shut on Nick's way out. He finds Austin near the bar, craning his neck around to look for him.
"Nick, where'd you go? I thought you went to the bathroom, but..."
"I got a headache from the smoke, so I went outside for some fresh air," Nick tells him. "Sorry I didn't get you your drink."
"It's okay. Do you want to go back home instead?"
Austin asks, slipping his hand against Nick's.
"I know you don't really like going back to this bar, so I'm glad you let me drag you over."
"It's not as bad as I remember, actually," Nick says, squeezing his hand back.
"And your friends weren't too bad, either. Did you say they were playing again tomorrow?"
But you don't have to come if you don't want. Once is okay."
"No, it's fine," Nick tells him. "I really don't mind going back."
The end.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less? Yeah, that's all.